Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Tuesday of the 7th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are the angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Commentary by Father Enaque Balbe from Barcelona, Spain. Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Today, through the parable of the weeds and the wheat, the Church urges us to ponder over the coexistence of good and evil. Good and evil within our heart. Good and evil we may spot on others. Good and evil we can see in the world all around us. His disciples asked Jesus, "Explain to us the parable." And today, we can mean to be more careful with our personal prayer, our everyday dealings with God. We can ask Him, "Lord, tell me why I do not progress enough in my interior life. Tell me how I can be more faithful to you, how I can look for you in my work, or through circumstances I do not understand, or I do not want. How can I be a qualified apostle?" A prayer is just this, to ask God for explanations. How is my prayer? Is it sincere? Is it constant? Is it trusting? Jesus Christ invites us to keep our eyes focused on heaven, our eternal home. The speed of life can drive us crazy quite often, but we seldom stop to think that there will come a day, we do not know whether far off or near, when we shall have to settle our accounts with God and explain which are the fruits borne by the good seeds He has sown on us. And the Lord tells us that at the end of time there will be a selection. So we must win heaven here on earth, in our everyday life, without waiting for situations that perhaps will never occur. We have to live heroically our ordinary life, the things that apparently have no transcendence. We must live by thinking of eternity and helping others to think of it too. St. Julian of Toledo said, paradoxically, "The man who strives to live must die, whereas the man who does not strive to avoid sin has to live eternally." We shall reap what we have sown. We have to fight to give today the 100%. So when we are called into God's presence, we might be able to go with our hands full of acts of faith, hope, and love, which result in minor things and events that, when lived on an everyday basis, make us better Christians, saints, and humans.